I want to talk about this movie, but I can't reveal anything because so much happens right from the word go. And it would be a travesty for me to give something away for someone to go in and enjoy it. But I tell you what, hold on to your hat, because this is a roller coaster ride and a half.
Right.
Of course, the special effects are amazing. The cinematography is fantastic. The direction, the acting, all top shelf. But what happens in this movie, if you think you might know what's going to happen in a Marvel movie, and, you know, because you've read the comics and you think you know everything about it, just leave all that behind, because when you walk into this movie, it is going to blow your socks off with what happens.
All right. So the Avengers have got a lot of the Marvel superheroes in it, don't they?
Well, this one has, they reckon, about 64 main characters from across the last 10 years and 19 films. So essentially this brings all the elements of those movies. And it's only like, well, 5 or 6 days. It would have been the 10th anniversary of when the first Iron Man came out, which was the first in the cinematic universe of the current, you know, the way it's been done. But I tell you, I walked out of that cinema, and the general consensus of the people that I was talking to after coming out of the cinema is we don't know how we feel about the movie. Like, we loved it. It's brilliant. It's absolutely epic. But we don't. I just didn't know how I felt about it with what happened, and you know the way the story goes. It will completely blow your mind. I'm not going to give any plot points away. I'm not going to say, you know, all I'll say is Josh Brolin is the baddie, Thanos, and you'll get to see all your favourite Marvel characters like your Guardians of the Galaxy come into it, Avengers, Black Panther. So, yeah, everything that you love about Marvel is in there. And, it, you know, I saw people crying. I saw people laughing. And, yeah, I don't have emotions, so I was just laughing. And it is absolutely epic. It is one movie that really surpasses the hype, and I saw it on Tuesday night at the Brisbane preview, I saw it before it actually opened, and I still need a day or so before I can go and see it again, so I can just process what happened in this movie.
All right. Would it be a spoiler to actually mention some of the characters in the movie?
No. You can mention whatever characters you want, because essentially every character from the Marvel Universe that you know and love from the last 19 movies are in there. So, you know, like I said, there looks like 64 characters.
Well, because your main ones too, like Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth as Thor, Mark Ruffalo as Bruce Banner and the Hulk, they're all in there.
Absolutely. All your favourites.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got, you know, Black Panther, you've got, the Scarlet Witch, you know, all the big characters from across, with all their different powers, you know, and they're battling Thanos. That's all I'm going to say. And they're Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, Chris Pratt.
Well, they didn't skimp on the budget. This had a budget of $300 million.
And I tell you what, they're going to make that back and then some.
Okay. Well, that's a hit prediction from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Is it in cinemas now?
It came out in cinemas yesterday afternoon. So I actually had a conversation on my way back from an Anzac Day march. An Anzac Day after march lunch after that. And I spoke to a friend of mine who walked out of the cinema and finished seeing it about 3-4 o'clock. And they felt exactly the same way I did. And, you know, so it really is one of those things where I just don't know how I feel about this. Like, it's brilliant. It's epic. It is a fantastic movie. But it just, because I think you are almost invested in all the different characters, because we've, you know, over the past 10 years and 19 films, we've really kind of, you know, we've got our favourites and all that. I just don't want to, I can't say more because I'll give stuff away and I don't want to do it. I'm a big Well, about no spoilers.
You know how you felt coming out of the movie theatre? You didn't really know how you felt about that?
Yeah.
It's the same thing I'm feeling right now with this review. Thank you very much. Thank you for that, Hinksy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week on the show.
I'll tell you now, I give this 5.
Yeah.
Thor hammers out of five. I was thinking, whichever your favourite character is. My favourite character is Iron Man.
Yes.
So I'll give it five Iron Man suits, five Iron Man thoughts out of five. This is tops. This is top shelf.
All right.
And it will give you every emotion.